You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Unfortunately, on the East Coast, it's a little snowy, sunny.
A lot snowy. After talking to my parents, they said they haven't seen the grass or the sun in quite a while. Every day is another storm. Actually, they have two more storms coming Wednesday and Saturday.
It's crazy because this is their second storm in the last couple of weeks. My cousin Gary sent us a picture from Connecticut 2 days ago, and the snow was several feet over his head. Woo! We're in California here where we've had record highs of 85 all week, and so we're sending some of that warm air and positive energy over to our East Coast friends and hoping that we're helping you out with our positive thoughts from the West Coast.
Amen, because I know that having lived in Connecticut for 30-something years, winters seem to be really long.
Yeah, but you know what I love about the winter there is it is always sunny. It's really a nice, bright, beautiful reflection on the snow. So you have that plus of the beauty of the snow, even though it's cold as all get out.
I just don't remember it being that sunny, probably because I was freezing half the time I was there.
Right, right. And it's sunny from afar because I was looking at it from Florida. So, you know.
Exactly. The sun was in your eyes from Florida.
Yeah, totally. So, hey, we've got a lot of really cool things going on. We have a show about chakras, which I looked up because I really wanted to be a little more informed about them. I hear that word all the time. Some people say chakra, some say chakra. I don't know which one is actually correct.
Shaka Khan.
But I was interested to see what your chakras are, what they do for you, and why is there so much buzz about them. So we've got some interesting stuff about that and some techniques on how to use your chakra to manifest wealth in your life, which I thought would be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we have a lady named Jay Palumbo who's on. And this is another thing I was just enlightened about, so I thought I would share it with you. There is the practice in the United States of freezing your eggs for women so that they can have babies later in life. And actually, it's a really cool thing. I guess it's really controversial because some people don't think that that's the right way to give birth. But on the other hand, if you are, you know, say in your early 20s and you are being told that your reproductive system, biological clock, if you will, is limited because of the process that your specific body goes through in making eggs to be able to have babies, you know, you can be told at 21, if you don't have your babies now, you're not really going to have a shot at it. This helps you if you're not ready to have children yet and you wanted to wait maybe 10 years. You can take your eggs that are right now in good shape and put them away, if you will, for later, for when you are ready to have a baby of your own. And I think that's just really a beautiful thing to be able to have that option. So Jay Palumbo is going to join us, and she's going to give us some interesting tidbits about the whys, the hows, the safety, and all of that type of thing. And it's really, really interesting for someone that you know that might be in that position. I thought it would be a good idea to enlighten people so that they know that there is another option out there.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the shows that we have coming up this month, because we have quite a bit, and actually we're doing a show tonight.
It's true.
Tonight we're going to be at Mystery Mike's house.
Miracle Mike.
Well, his name is also Mystery Mike.
Magic Mike.
Yeah. Let's say we'll just call him Mike
for now. Amazing Mike.
Along with Ruth Kramer. And you might remember both these guests. We had Mike on our show, and we also had Ruth Kramer. She is an international angel card reader, and she's doing a presentation tonight at Mike's house. And we, Janie and I, are performing a bunch of songs and being part of the show, which is really a lot of fun because we did it last month and we met so many cool people.
Yeah, and what Mike does is he has 30 of his best friends, basically, come to his home, and Ruth will give them each individually their own personal reading in front of everyone. And it's a really cool thing because what you notice is there's a little bit to everybody's story that resonates with your own personal life.
Yeah.
So literally you're getting like 30 readings all at once. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And then we infuse it with positive music. And by the time everybody leaves, their bodies are buzzing and everybody's happy. And it's a really cool, fun evening.
And you get to know everyone in the room, which is really neat.
Yeah. And so we've been doing this, you know, at a variety of different locations, and we thought that we'd talk about it on air, because if any of you listening are interested in having one of these parties at your house, it doesn't really matter what state you're in. We can work it out, and just reach out to Humanitarian Radio and let us know what you're thinking, and we'll find a way to accommodate your party.
Yeah. Now, another thing that we're doing is we're doing the Ascent Expo that is coming up February 27th, 28th, and March 1st at the L.A. Convention Center.
A-S-C-E-N-T.
That's correct. And some of the speakers are going to be Reverend Mike Beckwith from Agape, Patch Adams. You might remember him. There was a movie called Patch Adams where Robin Williams played him, and he's a doctor that uses comedy to help heal. We found out that another speaker is going to be the president of Make-A-Wish Foundation, mm-hmm. along with a lot of other great organizations and people that are all very conscious, philanthropists, all coming together with business. And it's the first time they're doing something like this in LA.
Several hundred,
they're very excited about it.
Yeah, several hundred positive-based businesses are going to attend, which I think is really a cool thing. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a Humanitarian Radio booth there.
Yep.
And we're also going to be doing some interviews and giving out an award, actually. Shh, don't tell anybody.
No, we won't say anybody. We're giving away the Humanitarian of the Year Award.
For 2014, yeah.
2014, so we're really excited about that. It's going to be the first time that we're doing that. But also, again, we will be performing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I think we might have something going on Sunday, too. So check our Humanitarian Radio Facebook and our calendar also that is on humanitarianradio.com to learn more about that.
And sainttone.com.
That's true. Now, another thing that's going on is Emerging Leaders, which is run by Clyde Terry, is having another graduation on the 25th this month.
If you're not familiar with Emerging Leaders, that's the program that works with the Sheriff Department, Los Angeles Police, and helps rehab people who are coming out of prison, jail, or whatever their scenario is. They could just be coming out of a halfway house or out of alcoholism, or, you know, it could be a variety of trouble. But what happens is they educate them on new options to not have them go back to jail. And they're opening their mind to positive programs that are out there, The Secret, Conversations with God, just a whole variety of different positive thought patterns, and letting them make new choices for themselves as opposed to going back to the streets or going back to the gangs or whatever they were in.
Yeah.
So another graduation. We've been participating with Emerging Leaders for about 4 years now.
Yeah,
and,
easily.
This
and we're actually talking about doing a fundraiser for them. That's something that we're in the process of putting together.
Right, right. The graduation's held at Agape next Wednesday, the 25th. It is free to the public. And let me just say, if you're feeling really down in the dumps and you're figuring that your life is in the can right now, this would be a great morning for you, because let me tell you something, you get so much inspiration from being at one of these graduations. Reverend Beckwith does speak a little to encourage the new graduates on their beginning of their new life. And it's a really powerful, positive morning from 9:30 till around 1. And there's snacks and lunch and that type of thing afterwards. But it's definitely if you're in the area in Culver City, worth checking out, especially if you need a boost. And if you're looking for a really great group to donate to, everybody in this organization volunteers their time, and it's a really positive thing, but they do need funding. I mean, they need funds to help people get their lives restarted. So check out Emerging Leaders Facebook. Reach out to Clyde Terry if you feel there's something that you can do to assist their program.
Another little thing I like to talk about is a show that we just did on a couple nights ago. Janie and I were invited to be part of a new program called Noisy Cavern. It's a podcast show that you can find on SoundCloud. And if you go to Humanitarian Radio Facebook or St. Tone Facebook, you can find a link to it. But it was basically an hour and a half interview where we performed live as an acoustic duo. And we were asked a variety of questions. And it was just a great, great experience.
It was really a lot of fun, because it was a reminiscing time for you and I, because the two gentlemen that put on the show are totally great. What a blast. They welcomed us into their studio, and I think it's probably a half hour show, but we were there an hour and a half because we were all having such a good time. One of the gentlemen joined us with his cajon, so he was playing drums to one of our songs.
Burning Sun,
yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was an impromptu jam.
But you can listen to the whole hour and a half show if you choose. And there's a lot of stories on there, like us performing at President Obama's first inauguration and how we got the gig. And these guys are really positive, and they like to talk about positive aspects of people's lives. So it fit right in with Saint Tone and Humanitarian Radio. I think you would really enjoy giving it a little listen, and you'll also learn a lot of things about Tony that you might not know. Mm-hmm. The many countries he's performed at around the world for the U.S. troops, and just a variety of really cool stuff. So I thought it was a real neat interview. Thank you to both you guys. You guys were really awesome. I encourage people to start following those gentlemen and see what the Noisy Cavern is up to. So we're going to be right back with a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to learn about the seven chakras. It's a shortcut to figuring out how to manifest in your life. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. Okay, so let's start talking about chakras. I found this information on mindbodygreen.com, and it's called Seven Chakras for Beginners. So what I'm going to do is buzz through what they are, where they're located, and what they do for you. And then we're going to play a sound clip from a lady named Carol Tuttle. We actually have the video attached where you got on to the show. You can see the link there if you want to watch where and how you go through her program. But let's start out with the seven chakras. The first one is called the root chakra. It represents our foundation and feeling of being grounded. It's located at the base of the spine in the tailbone area. Now, being the seven chakras are the energy centers of your body, what this particular chakra leans toward is survival issues such as financial independence, money, and food. So I thought that was really interesting. The second chakra is your sacral chakra. It's your connection and ability to accept others and new experiences. It's located in your lower abdomen, about 2 inches below your navel. And it handles sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality. The third one is your solar plexus chakra. It is our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. Its location is your upper abdomen in the stomach area. And the emotional issues it works with is self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. Next, the fourth one is the heart chakra, which of course makes sense. It would be your ability to love. The location is the center of your chest, just above your heart. The emotional issues that it works with, love, joy, and inner peace. Number five is the throat chakra, an ability to communicate. Makes sense, right? So it's located right at your throat, and its emotional issues are communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. And isn't that an interesting thought? And number six, the third eye chakra. You hear this one a lot. I've always wondered about this because, like, I always envision this eyeball in the middle of your head, but
it is.
Yeah.
You just don't see it.
So it's our ability to focus and see the big picture. It's located on your forehead, between your eyes. Some people also call this one the brow chakra. Its emotional issues are intuition, imagination, wisdom, the ability to think and make decisions. And then seventh is your crown chakra. It's the highest chakra. It represents your ability to be fully connected spiritually, and it is located at the very top center of your head. It works with inner and outer beauty. are connection to spirituality and pure bliss. So there's only seven chakras to deal with, if you will. They really run how your body is functioning and the efficiency of its energy. And if you have blocked energy in your seven chakras, it can often lead to illness and disease. So isn't that interesting? It's so important to understand what each chakra represents to keep your body flowing freely and clean and clear of sickness and disease.
Think of it as the spinal cord of your spirituality.
Oh, that's an interesting way to say it.
If your spine is in alignment and everything else is in alignment, everything's moving. If your chakras are in alignment, then everything is flowing.
And alignment in your chakras, meaning if they are clear and clean.
Right. So if you're having some issues, there could be a blockage somewhere in your energy field and something's happening in that energy field, there's a way to clear it out. So if your heart chakra is blocked, then you're having a difficult time with something, overcoming some love issues that you might have.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's a lot of information on the internet about chakras. And honestly, I didn't come to understanding them until, or even knowing them or even hearing about them until just the past couple of years. So for me, this is a new learning trail. And I find it really interesting that there are pieces of your body that you can actually speak to make significant changes in your life. The one that I think affects me the most is realizing that if these chakras are blocked, you can be harboring sickness in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really strong statement.
And they've been studying that. I mean, these have been around for thousands of years. It's
right.
Just that more and more people are becoming aware of it and actually
taking it into consideration
and going, wow, maybe there is something that I can do. Instead of just getting a massage, maybe I can get some energy work done where I'm getting a massage but also having my chakras in alignment and having my energy moved around. So it's pretty powerful stuff, and you know, people might think it's voodoo and stuff, but it's really not. It's energy.
It's science.
Energy.
Which is really
wild.
Now, yeah. I did have a rock, I think they call it a stone, actually, massage one time, where they put certain shaped stones that were heated
areas,
up to
areas.
Certain warmth, and they laid them on all seven spots so that they could make something happened with your energy field. I didn't even know what was going on at the time, but I felt great.
And let me just say that you don't have to fully understand it to allow
to get
it to
the benefit.
Work. Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
you just need to be open to it and say, okay, let me just try it.
Yeah. At the time that I did that, I had no knowledge of it whatsoever. This was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And all I know is that when this guy was done with my massage, which was really about heated rocks being put on different parts of my body, when he was done, I felt fantastic. I didn't quite understand why, but later he explained to me that he had cleared my chakras of clogged up energy, if you will.
Think of it this way real quick before we go to our guest here. You'll take a prescription pill from a doctor and you don't know what that pill is made of and how it really works on your body. This guy says, here, just take this and it's going to clear up your issue. And you go, okay.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. You don't have to understand how the pill works. You just trust the doctor. So
yeah, so listen, this is a video from Carol Tuttle. You can find her online. You can go to caroltuttle.com, or you can find the link that we have on our opening statement. And she shows what she's about to say. She shows it physically there. Okay, so enjoy this by Carol Tuttle.
Check it out.
We're going to start with money and how to take two things and instantly create wealth in your life. Now, you know the power of your mind and how big it goes on the negative thought processes with not enough, debt, lack, I never have enough. You know that you have these. I can't afford it. There's never enough money. I can never do enough to make enough. You know the chatter. Okay, when that starts to get going, I want you to take your left hand and you're going to use your two fingers and you're going to tap on a meridian line that runs up and around your ear. This is the fight and flight meridian. We want to release it. We want to calm it down because you're in fight and flight when you're having that chatter. So we're actually going to honor the negative talk right now by adding a pre-sentence to it. I am no longer. So that's the setup statement. I am no longer. And while you're tapping up and around your ears on this meridian, you're going to say, I am no longer fearing there's not enough. I am no longer believing I can't have enough. I am no longer creating debt. I am no longer believing I can't afford it. I am no longer giving money all the power. I am no longer in lack. All right, you've set those up. You've honored your current belief, but you're saying I'm no longer. Now, second step to instant wealth, your right brain is all-knowing. It's intuitive. It sees and knows the bigger picture. We want to tap into its brilliance of wholeness. Two fingers on the right hand, we're going to tap up and over the right ear while we're saying, I am enough. I am creating enough money. I am experiencing wealth now. I'm receiving my infinite supply of money. I am open to my affluence. I am worth it. I am receiving an abundance of money. I am grateful. Okay, now you've got that right brain going, you've got that positive thought going, and this is something I recommend you do even on a daily basis. Hey, that took not even 2-3 minutes. Do it. It's so huge what that's going to swing for you into dumping out that negative chatter, really bringing on the power of your affirmative voice that your right brain manages. Now, here's a third and bonus step. You have a 7-chakra energy system. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But your third chakra, your third energy vortex, is actually right here below your chest. It's called your solar plexus. This is a powerhouse for you. Your personal worth is held in this vortex of energy, your sense of personal worth. That's the job of the third chakra. So we're going to open up the third chakra because I guarantee your sense of personal worth is directly related to your sense of dollar worth. And so we're going to just pretend this is a flower, a bud, and we're going to open the bud by spreading our fingers, opening that 3 times. Now take a deep breath. And one more time, 3 times. While thinking those positive thoughts again, I am worth it. So while you're doing, you might even want to stop the video and 3 times go, I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. Awesome. Good job. You know, your energy is like a habit. That's why energy healing tools are so important. If you want to be at the optimum level of your manifestation game, you want to get your energy running at its optimum experience. These tools are going to help create healthy, vibrant energy habits. Now, the chakras, let me teach you 4 simple things about the chakras that are so timely for today's experience. They are the powerhouse of your energy system. They are foundational in all the energies of you. The chakras influence every single thing in your life, your health, your money, and your relationships. There's 7 chakras. And to know and learn about these 7 chakras will make you a master at energy healing. Your third eye is one of the 7 chakras. It's the 6th chakra. It's huge. It's very important that your 6th chakra is open and vital, so you have a spiritual direction and compass for your life. It's also important that your chakras are open and talking, communicating to each other, because they work as an entire system, as a whole system, and the more they communicate as a whole system, the more power they have individually and as a whole. And the 4th concept I want to leave you with today, money is moving from the lower chakras to your heart chakra, and knowing how to open your heart chakra to the beauty of money, to the beauty of giving and generosity, the more the universe wants to gift you with a flow of abundance, because you become this conduit for amazing things to happen, to share with this planet and the people that live here.
So to go along with those 3 physical moves to clear your chakra and welcome the energy of wealth into your life, I'd like to add 1 more thing. And here's a song that I wrote called Magnet for Money. And it's a positive affirmation that you can sing out loud, and when you're singing it, you're actually calling it to yourself, I'm a magnet for money.
And that was Magnet for Money by Saint Tone. You can find all of Saint Tone's music on sainttone.com. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jay Palumbo from Egg Banks. Stay tuned.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
That best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
And so we're back, and we're here with Jay Palumbo from Egg Banks. Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much. so much for having me.
Hey, you know, it's really interesting. You came through Scott Barton, which our fans know because Scott has done a lot of work with us over the years. And Scott always brings me some really unique and different situations and groups and events going on. And I have to say, this is one I am very unfamiliar with. So I'm delighted to introduce what Egg Banks is, not only to myself, but to our fans, and educate the women out there that might be really in need of your services.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head when you talk about unique. And it's exciting because we're introducing something that hasn't been introduced previously.
Right.
And we're really seeing such a great, strong reaction to it because more and more people are thinking about their fertility health. They are getting interested in egg freezing. You know, I myself had fertility issues when I was trying to conceive my now 3-year-old son. It took me 3 IVFs, and I was only in my mid-30s. And it came as a shock to me as an Italian Catholic that I would have any problem getting pregnant.
Right, right.
But age is a factor. And, you know, it's something that I think more and more women are beginning to realize. And so if they start to look at their fertility health, they can start hopefully exploring their options. And Egg Banks tries to educate women on that and give them options if they do want to pursue the egg freezing process.
Are there a lot of fertility houses in the United States? Is this a common thing or something that's growing, or what's the status of it?
Well, egg freezing was up 45% in 2014 with almost 15,000 egg freezing cycles performed in the United States alone.
Oh, wow.
It's a growing, growing field. And, you know, I keep wanting to talk about Sex and the City because here's a good example. If they were on the air now, I think this is something they'd be talking about because in the last, you know, 4 decades, more and more women are having their first child over the age of 35.
Right.
That, again, it's an option now that is more viable because of the vitrification method, which is basically a fast freeze. So it's a high-tech procedure that really protects the egg from freezing damage and greatly increases the chances that a frozen egg will be viable later when you thaw it for use.
See, and that's always been a really interesting thing for me to think about because, you know, when you put things in the freezer, they come out a little bit different than when you put them in, right? So I'm going... How does it not damage, and how does it become a viable something and come back to life? That just is so remarkable to me.
And that's the new technology, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been around for a little while, but the ASRM kind of removed the experimental label in 2010 or 2012. But before then, they were doing egg freezing kind of like what you would imagine with your freezer. And when it would freeze, crystals would form on the egg. And then when you would defrost it, for lack of a fabulous medical term, the crystals would break off and damage the egg. But with vitrification, it's very much just an instant fast freeze. Whenever I talk to my guy friends about it, I always tell them, do you remember Empire Strikes Back when they freeze Han Solo?
Okay.
That's the best metaphor I can give them. And of course, all my men friends are like, oh, okay, they're completely with me. So to use a really basic movie reference for it, that's what it's like. It immediately freezes the egg and completely protects the integrity much more than previous methods.
You know, there's a cycle going on General Hospital right now where they've frozen somebody and brought him back to life. So that's pretty interesting.
Oh, my God, is there?
There actually is.
I hope they use vitrification.
Yeah, right? Now, a friend of mine is on that show, so we were just talking about it recently. And it was like, wow, they're freezing people on television now. But see, that's a really good thing because it makes people aware of the freezing cycle is a viable something in science.
Yeah, I mean, and granted, it's, you know, something that we do try to make everyone aware is there are no guarantees. You know, this still is a new process. I know a lot of people are, you know, that they're interested. They want to know as much data as possible. So we don't want to ever give the impression that this is the definite answer for everyone. But I do think it's important for 2 things. One, if it just gets you thinking about your fertility health, that's huge. Because almost 20% of the women that have contacted us for egg freezing find out they actually have a fertility problem they had no idea about. Either they have a diminished ovarian reserve, or perhaps one of the women that contacted us didn't realize she had blocked fallopian tubes. So if just getting you motivated to find out more about your fertility health, what we call your day three blood work, your FSH, your AMH. I think that's all a good thing. So at least you know whether or not you have any concerns or not. And then the second thing is, to me, if, you know, again, because I tried to start conceiving in my 30s, it's an option that you can have as, I wouldn't say insurance, but assurance. There's no reason that if you freeze your eggs, you still can't conceive on your own. But if there's any problems, if you are a little later and they're worried about your egg quality, it's at least an option that I certainly didn't have that women can now at least try to use. You know,
right.
Some sort of backup plan as opposed to going to donor eggs.
Right.
Which is nothing wrong with going to donor eggs.
Right.
I should
right.
add that. But I do think at least it's something, again, if you wanted to pursue having your own biological children, but you haven't really met anyone yet, it's something that you may just want to have as a backup plan.
And what's the average age at this point of ladies who are saving their eggs?
Right now, the average age is actually around 37, which is down from 38 only in the past, like, 12 months. But typically, the average age of the egg banks freezing events that we have, the attendees are on average around 33 years old. Ideally, they would like people anywhere from 25 to 35 to freeze their eggs. But again, we do have women who are 38. We do have women who are a little, you know, younger than 25. It really depends on who they are, the situation, and basically their medical history. Because sometimes, you know, if you have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, or some other medical concern, sometimes women maybe a little younger would go ahead and freeze their eggs.
And I know that you have, I was reading up on you a little bit here, and
my notes I have yes.
that you have 175 physicians who are members of the Egg Banks Network. Those are all over the country? Those are, or
yeah.
they're located in one specific area?
No, all across the country. But we only, the 175 physicians are all, they all use vitrification. We don't use anyone who uses a slow freeze.
Oh, I see. Do you know, is there a limit to, well, if you're over 45, we can't process these eggs. Is there an age limit as to when you can have them put back in?
To be honest with you, clinics kind of have different answers. It depends on which clinic you go to. You know, because some of them will say, well, let's look at her blood work and see. But typically, and I can say this as a 41-year-old woman, your egg quality really does start to diminish, especially after age 42. We have, to my surprise, to be honest with you, I have had an increase of women who are like 50 that want to freeze their eggs. I would say 50 is a pretty strong, you know, reach and cutoff. If you're a 50-year-old woman and you wanted to conceive, they would immediately suggest you use donor eggs. So I do think probably past 40, it really, really depends on your blood work and how many cycles you do. Because sometimes you can do one cycle and you can get 20 eggs. But then, again, if there's maybe some concern, you can do a cycle and only get 6 eggs. And basically, the recommendation is it's 20 eggs per one live birth. So let's say two children,
okay.
you may want to do 2 cycles. If you're older, you may not get those same results. So we've even had people, there's a woman who actually I was working with who is in her mid-30s, but she actually had a medical issue. She had a very low, what we call an AMH, which is anti-Müllerian hormone. She ended up cycling probably 4 or 5 times to get the amount of eggs that she needed, but she did. It just was a little
longer
bit more
process,
work.
Sure. The reason
yeah.
I was asking about the physicians being all over is because I'm 52. I have a son who's about to be 30, so I don't have interest in having another child at this point in my life. However,
right.
in Florida, I moved from Florida to California over the last few years. In Florida, when I went to my doctor for my yearly checkup, I was asked if I was thinking about having another child in my lifetime. And I was
yeah.
told that at that point that I probably could, even though it took me 7 years to get pregnant with my son. So I've never even really thought about having another one after that 7 years.
Wow.
But when I came to California, which was only 2 years after that checkup in Florida, the doctor here was like, there's no way you should be having a child at this age. So that's why I was wondering the 175 physicians, like, you know, where are they from? Are different parts of the country doctors going to feel a different way about whether or not you're capable or should even think about doing something like this at a later age?
I think there's even a lot of like even aside from the reproductive possibilities, there are a lot of just general health concerns. The older you get, you can have a higher risk for preeclampsia and just more complications
sure.
for yourself, you know, gestational diabetes, anything like that.
I
think if a 50-year-old woman came to a doctor and said, hey, I'm interested in freezing my eggs, he'd probably suggest, if she really wants to have children, and maybe go ahead, do an IVF cycle, and consider using donor eggs. So they may not freeze her eggs, but I think for the most part, they would try to at least offer her some options. It's amazing, too, because, you know, a lot of my friends had kids way before me, and again, I really wasn't that old.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's more and more women are delaying, for different reasons, having children. I know some people, it's their career. We
right.
do get a lot of inquiries from lawyers, but we also get inquiries from divorced women that maybe just recently went through the divorce process, and they want to kind of look at, again, some sort of assurance or backup plan that they could possibly have just in case.
Yeah, possibility
of
the
future. For me, I
just
wanted to wait till I met someone I liked. So everyone has
yeah.
a different story.
And that's always
I
a good thing.
Imagine.
It's really good to wait till you meet someone you like.
I know, imagine that. Because it always annoyed me when everyone's like, oh, these women today are putting their careers, you know, ahead of their love life. I'm like, no, I just haven't found anyone yet.
Right.
But, yeah, I would definitely, you know, I would definitely consider myself as a feminist. I definitely would encourage women to not settle, whether it's in their career or their love life. And that's why I kind of do like that Egg Banks is something that's hopefully helping women, you know, not just on Wall Street, but on Main Street, afford egg freezing, again, if that's something that they want to do and their doctor feels is a viable option for them.
And how does that go exactly? Like, is there a set amount that you can expect to spend, or a general amount, like, oh, it's 5 to 20 grand, or it's 100 grand, or you know what I'm saying? Is there like a general amount that you can go, well, it's going to cost you at least this much?
It really depends on where you live and
yeah.
what clinic you go to. Because, you know, obviously the price points would be different in, say, Louisiana than they would be in Manhattan. But roughly can be anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000. Again, also depending on your medications protocol, because everyone would do differently, you know, how they would get, they call it stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they stimulate the ovaries to produce more follicles, and each follicle has eggs in it. So some women would maybe need something more aggressive, some women wouldn't. So it's a different medication protocol, which would entail different price point. So that's kind of partly the range, and then there's storage fees and which doctor you go to and which location. But
sure.
I would say the range is 5,000 to 10,000.
Which is really, really, really reasonable. If you think about, you're preserving future children for yourself. It's pretty cheap.
You know, as someone who became very active in the infertility community, even before I started working with Egg Banks, because of my own journey, mm-hmm. there were a lot of women who, again, that I connected with that just had no idea they had a fertility problem.
Right.
They didn't even know how hard it would be to get pregnant. And a lot of them, and I really, really love and respect this, they did pursue the donor egg route, which is why, again, I say there's nothing wrong with it. But if it's something you're not comfortable with, because some women mm-hmm. aren't, if the women today, you know, the younger women, the millennials that, you know, are kind of coming up behind me,
right.
I can help them at all, again, thinking about their fertility health, and again, give them this option. If they do have a fertility issue and they don't want to use donor eggs, they could have, say, 20 of their own eggs when they were, you know, 28 or
right.
33 frozen in time that they can at least try with.
Right.
I mean, I just think it's a possibility that's worth exploring.
Yeah, because it's almost a guarantee that your eggs are going to be much better if you harvest them at a younger age than they're
right.
going to be when you harvest them older. So you almost have a, you know, a really, really, really good shot that this is going to work for you, you know, by doing that at a younger
age. And even married couples now, it's interesting, they, if they get married but they don't want to have kids right away, they have the option of freezing embryos, but they can also do both. They can freeze embryos and freeze eggs because, again, not to be a big bummer, but if for some reason the marriage doesn't last, that woman still has those eggs.
Right.
So even egg banks is for married couples that maybe are not yet ready to pursue having children. Again, it's just sort of something to have as a backup option should you want to, you know, go ahead and explore it.
Well, I think it's really cool, I have to say. I think it's really cool that we're doing this type of thing in the United States, and we're giving women the option, and not only women, but we're giving men and couples the option to think ahead and plan ahead and preserve in advance, particularly for young couples. Like my son, for example, he's 29 years old right now, and he's not married yet. He doesn't have a family yet. I know that he and his girlfriend have been together for a number of years. They're thinking about it and they're talking about it. But what a great thing for them, because they do want to put their careers first, and that's what they are doing. So therefore, it's an option for them at this point in this age to go ahead and grab eggs and save them for the future and guarantee that they're going to have a really good shot at having a family. I think it's brilliant.
I completely agree. I know we have critics, and I know that there's some people out there who feel, you know, that it's offering false promises. But again, I think that's why we try to make it clear there are no guarantees. But for me, again, who does have fertility issues, mm-hmm. I'd rather have an option
right.
than none.
Exactly,
I mean,
my thought.
I don't know how anyone can argue with that. And ultimately, it really is up to the woman mm-hmm. and, you know, her doctor on whether or not she wants to go ahead and pursue this. Some women decide, you know what, my blood work came back fine, I'm going to put it off. Some women freeze their eggs, and they are absolutely overjoyed they did, and they feel like a load has been lifted off of them.
Right.
But the whole thing is exactly what you said. It's just an option that's available that can hopefully get you thinking about your fertility health, and if you do want to explore it, it's available to you. I completely agree with you. I'm a big fan of it.
It's a plan B. You know, it's a backup plan, which is awesome to have. And, you know, we've never had backup plans as far as having babies. So I think this is a really great backup plan, you know, especially for a young couple.
Right. And they've been saying, too, and it's almost mind-boggling, but egg freezing can be the biggest thing to impact women's health since the birth control pill.
Wow, that's a statement. That's a big statement.
Even if you go ahead and conceive on your own, like even if you freeze your eggs, you still can go ahead and conceive on your own, but it does give you kind of a little bit more of a snooze alarm on your biological clock, so to speak.
Right. I totally get it. So you guys have an event, and I love the media alert starts out saying, ice, ice, baby. Southern California women to attend a Let's Chill egg freezing party in Beverly Hills. I love the ice, ice, baby. I think that's just hysterical and incredibly appropriate.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me about this event. I know it's coming very soon, and it is in Beverly Hills, but I also would like to talk about if you can let people know where else they might be able to look to find events in their area.
Well, the event in Beverly Hills, I'm so excited because I'm going to be there. I can't wait. It's going to be in the Champagne Room at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, and it's Tuesday, February 17th from 6 to 8 p.m., and we purposefully try to make it fun and casual. I tell you, if you do join us, you see the beginning of the evening, the women come in, and they all are a little nervous.
Sure. They don't know what to expect.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you're like, okay, I'm going somewhere, kind of like, you know, a little after hour, happy hour, so to speak, and we're going to discuss reproductive parts. So there's a little apprehension. So we purposefully try to remove, you know, kind of the cold scariness of a waiting room and make it more informal, that people feel comfortable to ask whatever questions that they want to ask. And that's basically what we do. We have a half hour of just mingling, and then we have three doctors who are in the egg banks program in that particular area just give a little introduction about themselves. And then the majority of the evening is opening it up to the floor where women can ask whatever questions they want. And that's when things really loosen up. And it actually, I know it sounds crazy, I always have fun. It's
sure.
a great time to be with women, and they're smart, educated women who are, you know, just interested in learning more. There's no pressure. It's just, you know, a fun night to learn more about this option and whether or not, you know, it's for them.
Is it generally all women, or is it couples, or a little bit of everything?
There have been some men. There have been some couples. The majority of it are women. And they even actually, we've had some women bring their moms, which is really cute, or sisters, or even just girlfriends, just for support. We've had women come alone. There are men, but definitely the women are in the majority.
Sure, the men are chicken. We all know that.
Well, the last event, the ones like, can I bring my husband? I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
So I think if you're a single guy, you probably should try to come to the event.
Yeah, right, right. It'd be a great time
to meet women. But yeah, the majority is definitely women, you know, eager to learn more.
Men generally don't like to talk about ovaries and things like that.
No, they really don't. No, I agree with you on
fear
that.
Fear factor. So
in terms of any events in their areas, if they go to our Egg Banks website, it's EGGBANXX, and the XX is for the female chromosome, .com, you can see any events that we have coming to your area.
Great. And just FYI, the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, for those of you who are in the LA area, Champagne Room, what a ball. That's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And any event that goes on there has to be successful because the surrounding is so amazing. And
I've never been, and
lovely.
I'm so excited.
You're going to love
wait.
It.
So it's, I'm really happy to hear you say that.
It's a beautiful facility. I've been to many events there, and it's just a beautiful facility. And, you know, it just makes you feel really good when you're walking in, and it doesn't really matter what you're going to. It exudes that feeling. So that's a beautiful thing coming into the door, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait.
I see you have 150 women already signed up for the L.A. area. Is there a limit as to how many people you can take there?
God, you know, honestly, that's a really good question. I do think we're close to our capacity. That's actually not the area I handle, so I'm not 100% sure. But I do think we may be close to being sold out.
So if people are interested,
if
people are interested, they should jump on this right now hop in.
We do. I mean, occasionally there have been other events, like certainly in New York with all the snow and cold that's been going on. Sometimes one or two people will fall off, and if they let us know right away, then we do let someone on the waiting list know, oh, we have an opening. So certainly, yeah, they shouldn't, you know, if they would like to go, they still should register, and hopefully we can, you know, have them join us.
Excellent. Well, Jay, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today and educate us, because this is definitely an area that I could use some education on. And
everyone can.
Well, and I think as a parent, it's a great thing to be able to discuss with your children, especially those of us that are the age we are, and we do have older children that are trying to figure out what they're doing.
And we do have parents who are thinking of this as like a graduation present or
something
along those lines. So I definitely think, I'm personally excited it's just part of the conversation, because I do feel when I was trying to conceive, it was still very much kind of a sensitive topic that no one talked about.
Yeah.
That it's exciting for me that more and more people are getting educated on fertility issues and fertility options.
Let me tell you, 30 years ago, when it was 7 years for me to get pregnant, it wasn't a conversation. There was no conversation, none, zero, zip. It was like, you're either luck out or you don't. That's pretty much it.
No, it's true. When we talk to women again in the community, that's why I think the older women like myself, and again, I'm not old in the real world, but in the fertility world, I'm up there.
Yeah.
I think we feel a sense of responsibility to the younger generation to hopefully, if they can possibly avoid what we went through, because it was heartbreaking. It's a very emotional thing when you cannot conceive and you can't figure out why and you don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
If we just get them thinking about their fertility health younger, that hopefully they can, you know, do some sort of strategy plan that makes them feel like they're in a little bit more control.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate companies like you guys and people like you that are willing to step out in front and be a forerunner in something that's very cutting edge, very technology, and very new to the majority of the United States. I think it's just brilliant that we have people in our earth that are just like you guys that are willing to take this step out onto the ledge. And Jay, I really want to thank you for being a pioneer in this world.
Oh, thank you so much. It's exciting. It's, you know, it's definitely, like you said, cutting edge, and I know maybe not everyone adores us, but but that's how things get started, is people start talking about it and have to be brave and
exactly.
Put it out there.
Exactly. So we're going to post your event so that people have a shot at getting a last seat here in Los Angeles. And also, we'd love you to come back and let us know what's going on with you guys throughout the year. And let us know what's happening. If there are other events you want to brag about, we are all about the bragging over here.
That's so funny. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll have you on again, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So in honor of Jay's presence on our show today, we want to dedicate a Saint Tone song called I Ain't Giving Up to those ladies out there that are forward thinkers and looking to prepare for their future. this song, I Ain't Giving Up.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I ain't giving up. Too much pride, I'm giving up. Side is life, I'm giving up on all your negative eyes. Seem to fall, but look it back up and hit them all. I'm giving up, too much drive, I'm giving up, the failure to try, I'm giving up, trying to justify, say I'm too young, but I've just begun, you're too old, I love rock that boat, you don't know, here to figure it out, I'm hung on the line, fighting the side, till I'm free, I'll die with a drive, I'm full of the side, I'm killing the dream. I got faith that I'll help them rise above. I got dreams and beliefs, pushing me to my destiny. Cause anything I choose, I'll do, I'll want your life. Don't you know it starts inside? Let no one else live your life. I ain't giving up, ain't giving up.
So that was I Ain't Giving Up by singer-songwriter Tony Saint Tone, and you can find that music on www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. Also, don't forget to check out the Facebook. There's a lot of really great positive songs being played on there every day, and if you need a boost, go check out Saint Tone Facebook.
That's our show for this week, and don't forget to do something really great for someone out there, even if it's a simple smile. It'll change someone's life. You'll be surprised on how much power that has. If you're in the LA area, be sure to mark your calendar to come out and see us at the Expo. Again, it's the Ascent Expo, LA Convention Center, February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. It's going to be a great, great event.
And also, if you know somebody who's doing great things, most of the guests on our show come to us from you listeners. So if you know somebody doing some really amazing stuff, reach out to us. Let us know either on our humanitarianradio.com website or on our Humanitarian Radio Facebook. We love to hear from people that are just doing wonderful things, involved in things that change people's lives, and definitely let us know who you've got in mind, or if it's something you're doing, don't be shy. Reach out, Humanitarian Radio. Make it a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.